This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of April 22nd in News on the Edge. We're in the Taurus month now, so Taurus month goes from April 19th to May 20th, and I know that because it's my birthday week, so if you have any Tauruses in your life, give them a hug. Very loyal, but we're very bullheaded too. So we've got our pluses and our minuses. Speaking of seasons, summer is coming June 20th through September 22nd. So that's the summer months. But as you know, in St. Pete, we're already starting to get warm again. So it's been a really pleasant spring, but the summer is coming. So we'll have the heat, the rain. But, you know, in St. Pete typically has a slowdown in our area during the summertime, but really not in the Edge anymore. So if you want to know where the Edge Business District is at, it goes down Central Avenue from 16th Street to 9th Street, also known as MLK, and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue widthwise. So about 125 businesses call the Edge home, and there's really almost everything you could want to do in the Edge. Some of the things that the reason we don't slow down over the summer is we've got baseball, we've got graduation ceremonies at the Trop. The Mezzo Market is coming back for its last spring day on May 11th. That's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've got shopping parties planned for the week, for the summertime. Pridetopia is coming. All of St. Pete celebrates Pride in June. And just so much more going on in the Edge District. I really tell folks, for me, I think it's the best place for a date night. So you kind of pick your activity first, whether it's Zubrick's Magic Theater, sports over at Ferg's Sports Bar. They also have live music there at Ferg's. Other places with live music include Copa and No Vacancy. If you enjoy trivia, I'm going to give Ferg's a shout out again, but also Grassroots does trivia. If you prefer dancing, maybe some drag shows, Enigma Bar and Lounge. They've got shows on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but dancing 7 nights a week. If you want to make a candle, so you're feeling arts and craftsy, the Candle Pour, you can make a candle. It takes about 45 minutes. You can do it as a date night or as a group. And then about 2 hours for it to cure, you pick it up, you take it home, and you've created something. We have all sorts of shopping if that's your go-to for activities. 7 different clothier shops that have just really cool selections. So once you've picked your activity, pick somewhere to eat. We've got multiple places with sit-down service, whether it's Hawkers, Ferg's, Bavaro's Italian. We've got Copa with Afro-Latin cuisine. They're expanding, so they'll over double in size. So they'll be opening that expansion very soon. The Pizza Box. Oh my gosh, if you haven't tried the Pizza Box. Obviously, they focus on pizza, but they've got salads and other cool stuff as well. And last but not least, we have more, but I want to give you one more, Nomi Nori for sushi. So great place to sit down, get some service, and then you pick somewhere to drink. So whether it's Green Bench Brewery with their Making the Beer right there, Red Mesa has super tasty drinks, Enigma Bar and Lounge, full liquor, full service. Open from 1 p.m. till 3 a.m. The District Lounge, so Nomi Nori in the District Lounge, kind of kick it up at night. And then if you want a alcohol-free drinking, Grassroots is amazing, and they're open late night as well. And then last but not least, I keep doing that, but Intermezzo, coffee during the day, craft cocktails at night, although you can get either at any time. But really their mood shifts, so somewhere to drink. And then last but not least, dessert and stroll. So all that eating and drinking if you want to burn some calories. If you loop the Edge District, that's actually a 1 mile loop. So great workout, and grab some dessert at Cecilia's. They've got the shaved snow, which is amazing. You won't know what I'm talking about till you try it out. They also have handcrafted ice cream. Be aware of the parking limits when you come in the district. So we've got a parking garage that's coming. Very exciting news. Excuse me. That's going to be open up by the end of this year. It's going to have over 400 public parking spaces where you can keep your car there for you know, various amounts of time. Most of our parking in the Edge District is free. 2-hour parking on Central, First Avenue, and side streets. However, after 9 o'clock at night on Central and on Baum, after 4 o'clock, the time limit extends. But just recognize where you park. Make sure your limits, don't want to get you a ticket when you come in the district. We do have pockets of paid parking, whether it's at the 900 Central, behind Hawkers, across from Ferg's. So if you do want longer time, you can obviously take one of those metered spots. But we love having free spots as well. So this has been News on the Edge. If you want to find out more, edgedistrict.org. Take care.